Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than one night should.
It's 10:11, and this is Moron Entertainment, sponsored by Ravinia, because they apparently feel bad for us. As Dean Richards joins us outside Channel 9 in the parking lot. Did you lose your key card?
No. I'm out here intentionally today. How I love to cook. I'm doing some pre-Labor Day grilling today.
What are you grilling?
Got some fantastic recipes, things that I've never done before. Mm-hmm. People love when I do pizza on the grill.
Yep.
So I've got a shrimp pesto pizza.
Oh.
It's you lay, instead of tomato sauce, you lay a thin layer of pesto sauce down on the crust. I pre-grilled some garlic shrimp last night. So it's already ready. That goes on top of the pesto. Some thinly sliced tomatoes goes on top of the pesto with the shrimp. Then I sprinkle a little mozzarella on it, and I sprinkle a little Romano, a little Parmesan, a little Asiago, and then put it on the grill. It all melts together, and then after that, took some fresh basil from my yard and sprinkled that on top of the whole thing. It was fantastic. I never made it before, but the pesto grilled pizza is awesome.
And it sounds simple.
It's not hard at all. None of these things are hard at all, believe me. If they were difficult, I wouldn't be doing them. What else do I have? I grilled up some Vidalia onions last night.
Ooh.
Chopped
I was in
up.
A band called the Vidalia Onions.
Don't say onions.
I know you
G.
were.
She
I remember that.
Hot dog hand.
Oh, yeah. By the way, G had four hot dogs yesterday. She was shooting some sort of video with some guy who had a hot dog show. Well, I don't even know the backstory here, but she agreed to be part of it. She had four Chicago dogs yesterday. Big shocker, today she doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
But your pizza still sounds delicious, though, to me, including the
good
onions.
Good for you for still having an appetite. So my second pizza is a caramelized onion and feta cheese pizza. The pizza crust, thin layer of pizza sauce. I actually use four cheese pasta sauce. I find whichever one is the cheapest on the shelf. I put a thin layer of that down. It's a really nice taste. The caramelized onions go on top of that. I sprinkle feta cheese all over that. A little bit of mozzarella to seal it up a little bit. It goes on the grill. Absolutely delicious.
So you don't worry about, I got to buy some fancy schmancy tomato sauce.
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
No. You can use any kind of sauce you want. I happen to like this four cheese pasta sauce. It comes in the jar. It's actually very good. It's got a really nice taste. I always buy the store brand. I never buy any of the expensive ones because I'm really just putting a thin layer of it on the crust anyway. And grill it up. It's delicious. The most requested recipe that I have for any of the grilled pizzas that I've ever done grilling on TV, a classic margarita pizza. Yeah. You remember margarita, don't you, Steve?
Sure, of course. Yeah. As a matter of fact,
he doesn't remember margarita.
It's still sad.
Hell of a gal. Hell of a gal. Thin layer of the sauce, freshly cut. I bought some heirloom tomatoes and sliced them up really, really thin. Laid those all over the pizza. Shredded mozzarella all over the pizza. That four cheese Parmesan Romano Asiago provolone. Sprinkle that on top of it. That goes on the grill until it all melts. And again, fresh basil on top of that. This is a new one that I'm going to do this year. It's a dessert pizza. It is a regular old pizza crust. On top of that goes ricotta cheese that I mixed with honey and a little bit of orange liqueur. So you mix that up. It gets a little thin. You lay that down as the like a sauce on the pizza. That's the base layer. And then onto that, I'm going to put fresh blueberries, raspberries, and strawberries, and sprinkle like some Hershey syrup on it, you know, in a, like a fancy kind of design like they do at the fancy restaurants. And then that's going to go on the grill for like a little dessert thing for Labor Day weekend.
Good Lord.
This sounds scrumptious.
This is the type of thing, too, where I would assume you've got people from, there's about 500 employees at Channel 9, and you've got people coming up to you and coming out to you today who never pay attention to you ever.
Right. People I've never met. I'm not even sure half these people work here.
they caught the aroma off Western Avenue and they're just driving over.
Yeah, I think it's people who were intending on going to the Potbellies a couple of blocks away, and they smelled my food here, and they came over. This hour, I'm going to be cooking up. I love grilled corn on the grill. It's one of my favorite things.
Same here.
So I grilled up some corn on the cob last night. It sat overnight. So this morning, I cut it off of the kernels, and I'm going to mix that with avocado, sriracha sauce, honey, and I think that, and lime. That's going to get mixed like a, kind of like a corn salad with avocado.
That sounds awesome.
But the, you know, the brightness of the lime.
What is it about that that sounds awesome, Super Joe? The Italian twinge to it, Is that
I like the mixture of the hot and the honey with the sweet. So you get those flavors together.
Well, you don't hear often from Super Joe's for him to pipe up back there.
He only says stuff that matters.
Exactly. That's matters to him.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Well, Dean, that sounds delicious.
With his words. Yeah, so all the recipes we're putting up at WGNTV.com/Dean's List. And, you know, Steve, this is the best part of whenever I'm grilling outside. There's a better than half chance that I could set myself on fire.
Well, that's why people watch. They don't watch for the recipes. They watch to see if there's a disaster coming.
Quick question, though, about your pizza crust. Now, do you roll it out or do you just buy it pre-made? Or, like, what's the best way for the grill?
Well, here's the thing. For cooking on TV, I get those bobbly crusts that are already made because on TV, I've got like 2 minutes to make everything. So everything has to be super quick. But you certainly can, almost all the stores sell pizza dough already made now. So all you do is, lay that out, flour your area where you're working, and spread it out to whatever thickness you want, put your toppings on it, and then, throw it on the grill. With these pre-made crusts, I just put them right on the grill. What I do first, though, with these pre-cooked pizza crusts, I cook one side and then flip it over. Mm. So now one side is toasted and one side isn't. On the toasted side, I put the toppings and then put it back on the grill. So the uncooked side is on the bottom. So when I put it back on there for everything to melt, the bottom side of the crust gets all baked and crispy and yummy. So it's busy. But if you're going to make your own dough, it's not that difficult. It is a little bit time consuming. If you buy your own pizza dough at the store, really all you have to do is spread it out and put your toppings on and right on the grill. But pizza on the grill is amazing. It's the easiest thing and so delicious.
Yeah, and just a funny little serendipitous situation here, but my bottom is crusty. So
yep.
I don't know why that was brought up.
Oh, my gosh.
Enjoy your breakfast, everyone.
Oh, I did want pizza, but now I don't.
Hold on a second. Did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did.
Oh, boy.
Just like one of my pizzas, not only crusty, but cheesy.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes. Well, listen, we're sharing. We're family.
We are 12-year-old boys.
That's what we are. Ed Sheeran, Dave Chappelle, Matthew McConaughey, and Joaquin Phoenix when Dean comes back with us in just a second. Before the break, Dorian is a Category 1 storm, very light winds now. However, it's going over nothing but warm water, and the storm tracks seem to have it still churning directly toward South Florida and Miami. Going inland as far north as the Space Coast. But it could be a Category 3 at that point within shooting distance of a Category 4. You just got to hope that changes. But the people on the east coast of Florida are doing the best to make the best of it. And, Dave, you and I were talking about your dad who lives down there.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, I think it's a bad idea for anybody to try to get on I-95 and head north because it's probably jammed.
Yeah, so I think his best bet is to just hunker down and hopefully they have plenty of supplies on hand and the power doesn't go out.
Yeah, yeah, he's got cell phones, right?
Yeah.
So as long as the towers are there.
I have to remind him sometimes how to use them.
Sure. Sure. He pretends he doesn't know. But best to him as well, obviously, and his friends and family and everybody.
You'll be calling his name. Oh, 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 oh. Dean Richard, the entertainment editor.
Let's go back to the grill and say congratulations to our friend Lourdes Duarte and Matt on the birth of their little girl yesterday. Do we have a
little
name
Maddie.
Yet? Do we have
Maddie.
A name? M-A-D-D?
The name is... Maddie, it's actually Madeline, but they're calling her Maddie. And
I love that.
She's adorable.
Yeah, I love that. And Lourdes looked unbelievable after having a baby about 12 minutes before the photos were taken.
She was glowing. Yeah. She was stunning.
Yeah, Lourdes looks amazing.
Matt looked like he'd gone through quite a bit.
Yeah, well, everyone knows that giving birth is the most difficult as a dad.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work. You got to sit around and wait. You know, all that. So,
yeah, so good for them. Very happy for Lourdes and Matt.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're very happy. And both Maddie and Lourdes are both doing very, very well.
But Matt's feet are so tired. all right, what's going on with Ed Sheeran?
So, Ed Sheeran finished up his concert tour, which was the longest concert tour in the history of concert touring. He finished it up in England last night and announced that he's going on hiatus, that he's not going to perform for at least 18 months. He's taking some time off. He's just married. He wants to, you know, spend a little time with a little woman. He also has a couple of plagiarism suits that he has to work out right now, so he's going to concentrate on all that.
There was a story, too, that I saw that they put a pond in on their property in England, and the property, the pond was supposed to be like a natural habitat for, you know, bugs and birds and things. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. the neighbors say it's more like a pool with a water slide and a bar, and it supports their wild lifestyle. So the neighbors are suing for like a zoning violation or something. So Ed Sheeran seems like such a nice, you know, quiet guy. He's going to be living in court for the next year.
That's why he's got to take time off of performing.
What about Dave Chappelle?
You know, I told you that story yesterday, that Dave Chappelle on his new Netflix special talks about the Michael Jackson accusers on that Leaving Neverland documentary, that he doesn't believe them. He called them a liar. One of the accusers came forward yesterday, Wade Robeson, and said that Dave Chappelle and Netflix are trivializing accusers, that people are not going to want to come forward when they have been molested, and that it's disgusting and inexcusable. He came out and blasted Netflix and Chappelle yesterday. So I'm sure this is not over with yet. Chappelle is not one to sit lightly, you know, for these kinds of things. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's disappointing to hear Chappelle say that. You know, hopefully it doesn't change your mind in any sort of way, that it's not a legitimate concern, because obviously it is. Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey is going to become, has become a professor. You know, who hasn't wanted a professor like Matthew McConaughey? For the past couple of years, part-time, freelance, he's been teaching a course in the process of filmmaking. He said he wishes that there was a class like this when he was going to school, but they made him a full-fledged professor. I don't think he's going to be giving up his acting job, but he is going to do this. And, you know, who doesn't want to go to a classroom to find out what's all right, all right, all right?
That would be the professor you'd want to see if you go in. All Absolutely. Right, all right, all right. Everybody sit down, do whatever you want.
Oh, my goodness.
Sitting in his underpants playing the bongo drums. That's a college professor right there.
And crazy Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix has a new movie that's coming out called Joker. It is the movie about the famous Batman villain, although this movie is about Joker. It's not about the Batman. It's about a failed stand-up comedian. And Joaquin Phoenix evolves into one of the creepiest looking jokers that you can tell. I haven't seen the movie, but yesterday at the Venice Film Festival, they premiered the movie and they released a trailer of it. If you are a Batman or Joker fan in any way, check out this trailer today. It is super creepy, super great. Venice Film Festival, Toronto Film Festival is where they begin to roll out the big Oscar movies of the year. And so far, it looks like this one is going to gain Joaquin Phoenix some Oscar notification. It's very much like Heath Ledger's Joker. It's super weird and creepy. Not like Cesar Romero from the TV show at all.
I know you got to get back to cooking, but we got on this left turn earlier on in the show where we started talking about 60s and 70s TV because of MeTV and Antenna TV. And it just blew up with the textures. Textures just went bananas for it. I mentioned, just by way of correction, I said, well, we had Captain Kangaroo where I grew up in upstate New York. So you guys had Bozo here. And, of course, Bozo was an afternoon show. So the textures corrected me.
Yeah, Bozo started off as a noontime show that we would all run home. This is back when everybody went home for lunch. We would run home so we could watch Bozo. It was on from noon to 1 o'clock. Then the Bozo show was moved to mornings later on, and that's where it stayed until it went off the air in 2001. But Captain Kangaroo was a national show. That was on everywhere. We also had Captain Kangaroo here.
Did it get any numbers here? Because I know you were watching the ratings even when you were 10 years old.
I was. I was getting the overnights back when I was a kid. That's very true. Mm-hmm. It was on for decades. So I presume that the ratings must have been okay with Captain and Mr. Green Jeans and Bunny Rabbit. I used to love that show. I used to watch it all the time.
Grandfather Clock. And what was that? Sure. What was the raining ping pong balls? Remember the ping pong balls would drop?
I do remember that. I'm trying to remember
balls dropping.
Yeah.
I don't remember why though.
We also had Bozo in D.C., but you know who Bozo was? Willard Scott.
Oh, that's
Willard
right.
Scott.
Yeah.
Bozo was created in Los Angeles by Capitol Records. They created the Bozo character as a way to sell record albums. They would have a children's series of Bozo records. And it was like a storybook. And when Bozo rang a little bell, you turned the page on the storybook. And the storybook series became so popular that they turned it into a local show in Los Angeles. That became so popular that they started, it started going all over the country. And it's who owned Bozo and how it got syndicated and how it went all over the country's a long story, but there were at time over 100 Bozo shows all over the world. I think there's still a Bozo show in Brazil right now, if I'm not mistaken.
That Bozo's fighting the fires in the rainforest, and good for him.
Let's hope so. Let's hope he's doing his part.
So, and escorting flowers never been more important. Listen, you've done fine work because I know you were cooking the entire time you were talking to us. So, good luck on the grill. Don't set yourself on fire, and we'll talk to you later.
Here's my tip to young broadcasters who may do this one day. Don't do a segment where you're talking on the radio and take a taste of something that's got sriracha sauce in it.
You covered well. I knew there was a moment where you were choking, but you covered well.
That's choking in a different way than I usually do.
So, that's Dean Richards live at Channel 9, and we're coming back with the headlines in just a moment on 720 WGN.